Hundreds of travel industry executives head to Capitol Hill today to lobby for changes in the way the U.S. promotes itself abroad. They say that security measures imposed after 9/11 have discouraged foreign travel to the U.S., and they've recruited an interesting ally in their effort to fix the problem, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Discover America partnership was created last year by leaders of the travel industry, including Walt Disney Parks and Resorts and Marriott. They say that foreign travel to the U.S. has dropped 17% since the 9/11 attacks. And one reason is that travelers think America isn't very friendly when it comes to crossing the border or getting a visa. So who better to enlist in a campaign to change things than the man who used to run the agency that handles border security?
People, I think, have a sense that they're not quite as welcome in America as they were on September 10, 2001, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. So we have to dust off the welcoming mat, and then we just have to promote America.
Tom Ridge was the nation's first Homeland Security Secretary. He headed the agency until 2005. Now he's been hired by the travel industry to help speed up visa applications for foreigners and to make other changes that encourage travel. Ridge says he won't apologize for all the security measures put in place after 9/11, but he adds,
"Not all of them are being as effectively communicated nor as effectively administered as I would like. But there's no inconsistency between adding and embedding additional security and trying to stay as connected as possible to the rest of the world."
Which is the message hundreds of travel industry representatives want to convey this week as they gather in Washington. They're trying to get Congress to approve a $200 million a year campaign to promote travel to the U.S., something that's not being done now. Jay Rasullo is chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. He says surveys show that foreigners understand the need for security.
What they don't understand or accept is that a country like the United States can't do that efficiently and in a welcoming and friendly way.
So the industry has pushed for more customs agents at the 20 largest airports to help smooth the process. And experts from Disney and Universal Orlando are working with the government to help make the experience more pleasant as well. Things as simple as a friendly hello. The industry is clearly pouring tons of money into the campaign, although it won't say how much. But Michael Cutler, a security expert at the Center for Immigration Studies, thinks things have gone too far. He's especially concerned about a new industry-backed law that would expand the number of countries whose citizens don't need visas to enter the U.S.
The visa requirement, I think, is a critical link in the chain of security.
He says it provides a good first check overseas of who's trying to visit the U.S. He thinks, if anything, the number of countries whose citizens don't need visas, now 27 mostly European nations, should be reduced.
What I find remarkable is that as American citizens, we take our shoes off before we get on board an airplane and do these other things, because Richard Reed was the shoe bomber. As a matter of fact, he was able to get on board that airplane without first applying for a visa.
Because as a citizen of Great Britain, he didn't need one. Cutler thinks travel executives are more concerned about profits than security, although they deny that. Tom Ridge notes that the visa requirement will only be waived if other security measures are imposed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.